a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, everyone. Just a reminder to check your cell phones, and we appreciate those that are here to testify. There are two bills on today's agenda, Senate Bill 83 as well as Senate Bill 88. At this time, the Secretary will call the roll.
Bagalka.
Here.
Ferrix. Frisley.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Rampelberg. Roden. Valley.
Here.
Maher.
Here.
Krebs.
Here.
A quorum is present. The chair will entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Frisley, seconded by Senator Hansen. All those in favor of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are so approved. Reminder, I believe those that are here for testifying, just if you are going to be, to sign in, and I think you may have already, but just a reminder of that, for those testifying on either of the bills today, please sign in. At this time, we have one of our pages gone, but we'll introduce Dacey. Is it Dacey Bryan from Murdo? Welcome. If you tell us where you're going to go to college at.
Yeah, I'm Dacey Bryan. I'm from Murdo, and I'm going to go to Southeast Tech for pharmacy.
Oh, good. Good. Welcome. At this time, I will take on Senate Bill, introduce it. Senate Bill 83, it's an act to revise certain provisions relating to water development districts. At this time, the chair will open up proponent testimony for Senate Bill 83.
Madam Chair, members of this distinguished committee, I'm Senator Larry Tiedemann from District 7, Brookings, South Dakota. It's my honor to bring forth Senate Bill 83, which revises certain provisions relating to water development districts. One could say it's a cleanup bill, and after the flood that we had this past year, cleanup can mean many different things. But I'll cover briefly and beg the forgiveness of the committee. I also am down in appropriations, and I have to be down there to chair in about 15 minutes. So I apologize for that, but we wanted to get this bill out and moving. It does remove some wording that is no longer needed. It removes some of those, in Section 2, it removes some of the township names from the county that voted in 2010 to not be part of the water development district in both the East Dakota and the James River. It's taking care of some things that have already been decided. It also changes the date from September 1st to October 1st to when the budget needs to be dealt with. Not all of the water development districts are large, and they do not meet every month. And so to have that requirement that they have it done by September 1st, if they meet in July, that would create a problem if they would be meeting quite a bit ahead. So it just clarifies some things that allows them to do that really are something that will increase some of the efficiencies. Again, there's people that are going to be testifying that can answer more of the specifics. I just want to introduce the bill because I am part of the East Dakota Water Development District. And would stand by for questions, but again, I have to be back downstairs, so I beg your forgiveness.
Thank you, Senator Tiedemann. We're glad to have you here in Ag. We don't get to see you very often.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Did you bring any SDSU ice cream?
That will be coming for the Ag Fest, and I will be bringing it out, yes. Now, do you have any flavors that you would like? We can try to make sure, because guess what? With the new dairy plant, the ice cream is even better than what it was before.
We'll request a special agricultural concoction.
Okay, we can do that. Jalapeno peppers, that sound good?
That's right, Trey.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Hansen.
Senator, is there a coyote flavor that has been developed here?
That may have. They may change to bison, the state animal.
Madam Chair, if I may,
yes.
I don't believe the coyotes that are running around Brookings have been harvested to put in the ice cream. But we could look into that.
Oh, man, it's getting ugly in here in Senate. We better maintain our credibility in the A group here. All right. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 83.
Uh,
Madam Chair and members of the committee, I'm Jay Gilbertson. I'm the manager of the East Dakota Water Development District, of which Senator Tiedemann, is a, as he noted, is a member. And I've been tasked with, I guess, providing the details and explanation for the bill. I would note that we do have one amendment. I believe that Tom has copies of this amendment. It would add a seventh section looking to address yet another small hiccup that the Department of Environment and Natural Resources has asked us to include in this.
Jay, if I may, let's hand this out, and then I'll have asked somebody to move the amendment for discussion purposes. Moved by Senator Hansen, seconded by Senator Frisley on Amendment 83TA for discussion purposes.
All right, thank you. And if I could discuss the bill and the amendment. As Senator Tiedemann said, this is largely, I would characterize it as a cleanup bill. And if you would allow me, I will go through briefly the individual sections. Historically, you go back to the original creation of the water development districts and the conservancy subdistricts, which preceded them. They were involved in some fairly large-scale projects and activities over big chunks of territory, and at the time of their creation, it was felt necessary that a certain degree of oversight by the state was appropriate. In fact, the original name, Conservancy Subdistricts, implies we were subsections of the State Conservancy District, which is the entire state of South Dakota, and the responsibilities of managing that are handled by the State Board of Water and Natural Resources. When the Conservancy Subdistricts were done away with in the special session in 1984, and the Water Development Districts created largely following the same model, a lot of that oversight responsibility or the language remained in the code dealing with water development districts. Over the years, I think the South Dakota Board of Water and Natural Resources and DNR have certainly realized that at some level the notion that a seven-person appointed board was probably not the best thing to be telling a 5 to 9 member elected board how to handle their business, and they have over the years removed most of the direct interaction. We no longer have to have our budget approved by the big board. We no longer have to have contracts approved and those sorts of things. A couple of the cleanup issues in here would remove some additional references to some of that board oversight. They are, I believe, happy to get rid of it. They will still have some minor involvement, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Anyway, with that as a background, Section 1 removes, as you can see, reference to the Board of Water and Natural Resources. We will no longer be under the general supervisory jurisdiction of the Conservancy District. As a practical matter, we have not been for quite a long time. The board was just as soon, they keep busy enough with what they have to do and would gladly let the elected Water Development District boards handle their activities. Section 2 and 3, as Larry mentioned, deal with basically taking language out of the existing code to reflect what the general public did in the 2010 election in Eastern Day County with regard to East Dakota, Western Day and Hand County with regard to James River. So this simply removes from code what the residents of these areas have already enacted through the ballot process back in November of 2010. So as a practical matter, Eastern Day County has not been part of East Dakota since, I think, the 4th of November of 2010, except that in the code book, the language is still there. And again, that's the same with Section 3 with regard to James River. Section 4 is the budget timing issue that Senator Tiedemann referenced. Again, harking back to when we had to get permission from the board to move forward, we had a September 1 deadline for our budget hearing so that the Board of Water and Natural Resources had 30 days to review and approve our budget before October 1st, which is when we have to turn it over to the county auditors for actual tax collection. They're no longer looking at our budget. They're no longer passing judgment on our budget. And as Larry alluded to, for those districts that don't meet every month, they're now holding their budget hearing 2 and 3 and 4 months in advance of when it actually gets turned in. This simply changes the date from the 1st of September to the last of September, allowing us to wait and get the most current information from the Department of Revenue to make the decisions with regards to the budget. Section 5 again, is simple language regarding reference to the Board of Water and Natural Resources. What we're striking is the part that said they may adopt rules pursuant to 126 specifying standards and requirements for district budgets. Well, we've done our own budgets for the last 20 years without their involvement. We can simply get rid of this reference in the text. Section 6, the last of the original bill, I guess I'd characterize more as the let's keep the auditors out of jail change. Again, I think a large part harkening back to our origins with the conservancy sub-districts. At the time each month when the county auditors or treasurers would send out our monthly tax collections, they would send the money to the treasurer. But according to the code here, it's part that struck, they're apparently also supposed to have been sending notices to the board secretary each time. Earlier on this year, I'd worked out the math. I had been with the district about 17 years at that point. To my knowledge, this had never taken place, and so we're looking at about 2,200 violations of the code. It isn't happening. It's not really needed. Would suggest to you it'd be better to get rid of it rather than. One of the things I've learned over the years is you always want to be really good friends with the county auditors, and particularly in the smaller communities. The last thing I want to do is get them in trouble. This language keeps them out of trouble. Lastly, what will be the Section 7, the amendment to the portion. One element in which the Board of Water and Natural Resources still retains some involvement and responsibility with the water development districts is they are charged with reviewing our district boundaries, the populations within the districts, and then either after boundary changes or following the decennial census, making changes to our director areas. Each of our, in our case, nine directors represents a chunk of the East Dakota district with roughly the same number of people in them, about 32 or 33,000 right now. When the census comes along, the numbers change, the people shift, and they have to make some adjustments. Under the current language, the board is only able to sort of, if you will, open up the rules and make these adjustments either after a decennial census or after a boundary change. There's really no other provision in code for them to open up the rules and make a change. Unfortunately, for some of our larger communities, Sioux Falls in our case, or Rapid City in the case of the West Dakota District, those communities tend to wait for the legislature, for you folks, to make up your mind as to what the legislative districts are going to be, because the city of Sioux Falls obviously is going to be chopped up into a lot of little different pieces, and the Minnehaha County and wants to wait and see what you're going to do, and then they make their adjustments. The current language, as you can see right at the very beginning of this, of Section 3, state that the board must make our changes as soon as possible after the census is done. As a result, these changes were made back last spring. And rules were enacted, were updated and enacted back in July. That was well before the legislature made the changes. As it turns out, kudos to the Minnehaha County Commissioners or the auditor. We didn't really have any hiccups in our side of the world, but out in Rapid City, Pennington County's old system really doesn't work under the new numbers, and so they're left with not really having anything to do. The board needs to be able to reopen the rules, reapportion the director areas according to the census to provide fair and equitable representation. They, as I said before, they can't do that now because the decennial census has been done and there are no boundary changes being proposed for West Dakota. So this, the additional language here provides a third alternative for the board to open the rules to provide for fair and equitable representation. And with that, I will close my comments and be happy to answer any questions that may come up.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbertson. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 83. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 83.
Yeah, that's you. You're forcing me to do this. Hi, I'm Lynette Eckert. I'm the new manager of Central Plains.
Hang on here. If you could, is the green button on? On the green light? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then just restate your name so the internet users can hear it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm Lynette Eckert, and I'm the new manager of the Central Plains Water Development District here in Pierre. It's very new to me. I've only been here since October. But the changes that Jay is that we are proposing are good changes, and I think it would help new managers do a better job on learning the position that they need to be doing. So I do support it. Okay.
Thank you, Lynette. We appreciate your coming. Further proponent testimony to Senate Bill 83. Further proponent testimony to Senate Bill 83. Seeing none, I'll move to opponent testimony for Senate Bill 83. Opponent testimony for Senate Bill 83. Opponent testimony for Senate Bill 83. Seeing none, I'll move to committee questions. I obviously don't have to have a rebuttal of our sponsor. Our sponsor's gone anyway, but are there any questions of the committee at this time for Senate Bill 83? Senator Valley.
Has there been any dissension to any of this in the water development districts, what you're proposing here?
Madam Chair.
Please restate your name just for the internet.
Okay,
thank
very
you.
Good. Jay Gilbertson, East Dakota Water Development District. Senator Valley, no. I started developing this package of changes about 7 or 8 months ago, circulated them amongst the existing, all the water development district managers. These are all things about which we can agree in terms of the timing changes and the board, references to the board with regard to the description changes for East Dakota and James River. We're obviously happy with it. The text now describes the district as it is, not as it was, and the same holds with James River. So, no, we've had no comments or concerns raised by any of the water development districts with regard to what's been proposed here.
Thank you.
Further questions of the committee on Senate Bill 83? Further questions of the committee on Senate Bill 83? Seeing none, I'll move to committee discussion and or action. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Thank you. We do have an amendment at this time. Senate Bill 83's amendment is in Amendment 83-TA. At this time...
So move.
We already have moved and seconded the amendment. At this time, we'll have a voice vote. All those in favor of the Amendment 83-TA vote aye.
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 Opposed, nay. 83, Senate Bill 83 is so amended with 83-TA. The chair will move to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 83 as amended.
Madam Chair.
Senator Valley.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 83.
Move due pass by Senator Valley, seconded by Senator Bogolka. Comments on that motion, Senator Valley?
I think it was explained very well by Senator Tiedemann and the people from the Water Development District. They said there is no opposition, and no opposition obviously appeared here today, so it looks like something that definitely is a cleanup. They went through and changed the things that needed to be changed. So I'd urge people to support the bill. Thank you.
At this time, the motion before you is a move due pass on Senate Bill 83 as in favor. All those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Bogolka.
Aye.
Ferrix. Frisley. Hansen.
Aye.
Rampelberg. Roden. Valley.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye. Senate Bill 83 passes, and we'll go to the Senate floor. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would it be proper to suggest this go on consent?
It is amended. You're right. Senator Hansen. Thank you. Senator Hansen, we'll take your motion to move to consent. Is there a second? Is there a second for consent?
Second.
Senator Bukowka seconds the consent motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is Senate Bill 83 will go to the floor on consent calendar with some hesitancy, it looked like. It sounded-
Madam Chair, it was amended?
And Tom is...
Okay.
This time, the next item on the agenda is Senate Bill 88. I do want to ask if there's anybody from out of town here on Senate Bill 88. Is there anybody from out of town for Senate Bill 88? I have been asked by the prime sponsor of Senate Bill 88, which is an act to revise the allowable time periods for use of non-resident small game hunting licenses, to have it deferred. So Senate Bill will be deferred to Tuesday, January 31st at the 10 a.m. Ag Committee meeting. Are there any further items on the items for the committee? Any further items from the committee? Seeing none, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Valley, seconded by Senator Bukowka for a motion for adjournment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Ag is so adjourned. We will have on our calendar, just an FYI, on the 31st, quite a few bills. It's going to look like a long list, but a lot of them are short cleanup language bills, agency bills, so they'll probably move along pretty quickly, but then we'll take the Senate Bill 88 up, of course, on the deferral action below the calendar as well. Thanks.
Please work skills drive.